Coming up on The Frame, Six Play, The Wolves reveals the non-sports concerns of a teenage girl's soccer team.
Settle down to keep your feet on the ground.
Welcome back to The Frame. I'm Stephen Cuevas in today for John Horn. Sarah Delap's play, The Wolves, examines the lives of an underrepresented group in stage drama, teenage girls. The one-act play follows an all-girls soccer team between matches. As they prepare for games and practices, the nine teenagers discuss everything from the Khmer Rouge to unplanned pregnancies. The Wolves was a finalist in 2017 for the Pulitzer Prize in Drama. The play is currently having its L.A. premiere at the Atwater Village Theater. Delap says the play's origins go all the way back to when she was just 9 years old, watching the 1999 Women's World Cup Finals at the Rose Bowl. The Frame host John Horn spoke with Delap about the Wolves back in 2017, and they started out by listening to a replay of Brandi Chastain scoring the winning goal in that legendary match.
Go! Yeah, goosebumps.
I get goosebumps all over again.
That just felt like such a powerful moment, and the fact that they won, and they won in such a dramatic display of one woman's excellence. There is a moment in the play, not to give it away, that I feel like pretty explicitly borrows from that moment, at least visually, which to me has to do with women being strong in their bodies as opposed to objectifying themselves. I was very interested in watching them almost as colleagues, because that's what you are when you're on a field at that age. You're not in your role as a daughter or as a girlfriend or a student or a sex object, but you're almost at a place of work in that you're with your teammates and you all have a job to do and every person must play their part.
Could I play striker?
Seven is striker. Seven has always been striker.
Oh.
It's just, we're undefeated, and we want to stay undefeated, right? Especially with the college showcase tournament coming up.
It's the only spot in football I haven't tried yet. I just thought it might be easier.
It never gets easier. You just get better.
Was it important from the very beginning that they be identified by number as opposed to name?
I wanted them to have numbers because I wanted us to see them in their roles as soccer players and as athletes, and not as I was saying, and not as daughters or girlfriends or students or blah, blah, blah. And so I felt like it was very important to meet them as these numbers, as they were members of this pack or this tribe. Also, while writing it, I started thinking of the play as a war movie, in that we're following a battalion of, instead of young men on the battlefield preparing to go to war, we're following young women on AstroTurf preparing for a soccer game. And so it's almost like keeping them in the uniform and keeping them in that pack mentality. So that's where sort of the numbers came from for me.
Was there an idea, a seed that was planted in terms of the original spark, something you saw or encountered or thought about it that led you to start writing it?
Yeah, I mean, the play actually came from language first. I went to this art exhibit that was called Here and Elsewhere at the New Museum in the summer of 2014. It was a survey of contemporary art from the Middle East and North Africa. And so here was all of this art by Iraqi and Syrian and Lebanese artists. When I was going home on the subway, I started typing this dialogue flow of these simultaneous conversations, which is how the play starts. And one of the conversations is about the Khmer Rouge, and the other is about the efficacy of tampons or pads on a soccer field.
Yeah, he's like 90 years old and like has the old person eyes and all these wrinkles and like gave testimony on Skype from his hospital bed.
Like his blood run down my leg?
I don't think they have Skype in Cambodia.
That is like so, what? Like so bad.
It's really no big deal.
Like you can't say that because it's like insensitive.
Seriously.
No, no, it's not. It's not insensitive.
They definitely have Skype in Cambodia.
The internet isn't the internet everywhere, you guys.
Are you talking about Cambodia?
And the play sort of developed from there. I quickly figured out who was saying these things, that they were teenage girls and that they were an indoor soccer field.
How do you go about getting the language right?
Well, John, it's my native tongue, for one. Also, at the time when I was writing this, my survival job was tutoring teenage girls. So I spent a lot of time in the bedrooms of teenage girls, helping them study for SATs or write an essay about the Holocaust or do their algebra homework. So it was that sort of pitter-patter, the language, the ums, the likes, the up-talk, all of that was in my ear solidly while I was writing this.
One of the things I was really struck by is what happens after the play. I hung out in the lobby afterward, and I saw it a couple nights ago, and there were probably 10 young girls, teenage girls. Huh. 8 of them were crying.
I have had a couple of conversations with teenagers or young adults who have come to see the play, particularly women. I'm remembering one, we did the play last year at New York Stage and Film at Vassar. And this group of high school students came to see the show, so the audience was almost entirely high school students. And they were so viscerally engaged with the performance in a way that most audience members are too jaded to be. But I also do think there's something about seeing their experience on stage in a way that isn't, I hope, isn't patronizing to their experience and also isn't trying to make them sound like anything other than the way they actually talk. At least that's what a couple of teenage audience members have told me before, that there was something so moving to them about hearing teenage girls speak like teenage girls.
That it was authenticity. It was not as much about what the story was saying, but that the way the story was saying it.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, I think that's a really great compliment.
Yeah, I feel like it's the highest compliment I've received on the play is from the mouth
of
teenage
girls. Forget the critics. If a teenage girl is moved emotionally by the authenticity, then you've done your job.
Yeah,
well.
I couldn't ask for anything more.
Sarah Dunlap, great to see you. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much.
The Wolves, written by Sarah Dunlap, is at the Atwater Village Theater through April 22nd. That'll do it for today. Thanks for listening. I'm Stephen Cuevas. See you tomorrow.